This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abam, everyone. Welcome to today's shir on Tefillah, which is sponsored by our very dear friend Los Angeles, Bezalel Rose Le'Nishmas, his brother Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, Nisham Shavin Aliyah, B'Yomel Tziyosher for his home Mishpacha, Ad B'Yaskal Tzedek. Also, I was asked to dedicate the learning, Zchus Rufus Shalema, to Isha Chashuva Dafna Bas Chava Nechama, Shavin Rufus Shalema, Bekarayv. So we're having our shir on the parsha. I want to begin by letting everybody know that this week's parsha sheets are now available both in Lashon HaKodesh and in English. Lashon HaKodesh sheets are the Divrei Torah of the Tzaddik of Ranana, which is available on our email list. So if you want to get... If you would like to receive the sheets from the Tzaddik of Ranana, please contact office@rabbidg.com and it will be sent to you free of charge. Also, we now have the English Parsha sheets, which is written by our good friend Rav Mordechai Levitan, and that is also available on the email. So if you get onto our email list, you will receive every week the Hebrew and English sheets of Divrei Torah. It's also available on the website, rabbidg.com. Also, beginning this week, we started three new shiurim on a new venue. It's called All Parsha. All Parsha is a program of the OU. The OU basically revolutionized Daf Yomi with something called All Daf, where they take select shiurim on the Daf Yomi and they make it available in an incredible format. And they have a designated app for that, and they're going to be releasing a similar type of program for the Parsha, something called All Parsha. So for now, the Shiurim will be available on Torah anytime, but in starting soon, they'll be available exclusively on the All Parsha app. But this week, you could check out on Torah anytime, there's All Parsha, the Ramban on Parsha Shemais, the Balaturah on Parsha Shemais, and the Ben La'ashri on Parsha Shemais. So check that out. Okay, so we begin our shir on tefillah after all of that. Let me get the sheet up over here, share a screen. Can you see that? Can you see the Maror Mekoymos? And we're continuing in Baruch Shamar. We've had a number of shir on Baruch Shamar. I believe we've had three shir on Baruch Shamar so far. We're going to start with two very obscure and very elevated ideas from Rav Huttner. It may be hard to put a finger on exactly what he's saying, but that shouldn't stop us from at least attempting to try to understand it. And Rav Huttner, in his first piece, now this does not come from the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, it comes from a Sefer called Rishimos Lev. And Rav Huttner seems to deal with the following amazing question, and a question that perhaps we've never thought of. And that is, Baruch Shamar is the beginning of Sukkot Zimra. It's certainly a bracha. And what we would for sure expect is that it should begin with a bracha, it should begin with a baruch. And what it does not begin with is it does not begin with a bracha. You say, what? It's Baruch Sha'amar. Okay, Shkoyach is Baruch Sha'amar. It should say, Baruch Atah Hashem, like every other bracha in the world, especially a long bracha. A bracha only does not begin with a bracha if it could rely on an earlier bracha. And here it is, Baruch Sha'amar is the first bracha. It's the beginning of Pesukah Zimra. Yishtabach ends with a bracha. Presumably, it's reliant on the bracha Baruch Shamar, but Baruch Shamar only ends with a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mola Batish Bachos. Why doesn't Baruch Shamar begin with a bracha? You ever wonder about that? I bet most people in today's shir have said Baruch Shamar once or twice in their life. So, that being the case, and Michael, I see, is giving me a big smile. Baruch Hashem, thank you. But so I take that as he's conceding that he has said Baruch Shamar once or twice in his life. But why does it not begin with a Baruch? That is what Rav Hunner seems to be bothered by. Baruch Shem Rav Elyon Baruch Hu. This comes from the Sefer Rishimo Yisle. V'hi kahakdama lebrachasa Baruch Ata Hashem. Ayin masnisin zvachem. Look in the Mishnah in Zvachem. L'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach. For six things, you have to bring a carbon. Uva Gemara, the Gemara says, you must bring a carbon. L'shem misha amar v'haya olam. To the one who spoke and the world came to being. Meaning, to be able to serve God, you have to do it with God's permission. V'hi mitzvas oisoy savoid. That is the mitzvah of you should serve Him. But you need God's permission to serve Him. V'aschalas ritzoynai la'avoida shalanu hu mibaruch sh'amar v'haya olam. Meaning the beginning of God's desire that we should serve Him is conceptually from the time that He spoke and the world came into being. But before He spoke and the world came into being, He did not want us to serve Him. Because if He would have wanted us to serve Him, He would have put us there before He spoke and brought the world into being. So conceptually, God's desire of us, our service of Him, is from the time that He spoke and the world came into being. And this is Sugyon Chagiga. I would think we learned this. We learned this both in the Young Israel on Friday and in the Daf HaShavua. Yachal Yishal Adam Koidim Shenever Adam. I would think a person should ask before the world came into being. No. So the Gemara says you're not to ask about what was around before the world came into being. Now the same way we only serve Him and God only wants our service from the time He spoke in the world and came into being. That's when He wants our karbanos. That's when He wants our tefillah, because tefillah is avoida shebelev. So the Gemara, the Rav Hunner continues, Kvoid Elokim Haster Dabar. The honor of God is sometimes to hide the matter. Sometimes there are deep mystical Kabbalistic concepts that it brings honor to God not to talk about them. It brings Him greater dignity and honor not to reveal certain things. What are the things that it brings God honor to hide? Rashi says, Maisa Merkava Masa Bereshis. Say Chazal, Ad Kan Kvod Elokim Hu Haster Davar. Masa Merkava, Masa Bereshis is the type of subject that it brings honor to God to hide. Mikan ve'elach, from here and on, Kvoid Melachim Chakar Davar. It is the honor of kings to investigate. Now, says the Rav Hutner, when you say Baruch Atah, blessed are you, that refers to God who has created the world, Yesh Meyesh. Baruch Sha'amar V'Hoya Ha'olam is God who created Yesh Meyayin. And that type of relationship with God is, it's an honor to God to hide the matter. Meaning, God has manifested Himself two ways to us. He's manifested Himself in creation, Yesh Meyayin, Ex Nihilo, and He's manifested Himself, Yesh Meyesh. When God deals with us, Yesh Meyesh, that is the manifestation which it's an honor to God to talk about openly, and we say Baruch Atah. The God that has created the world, Yesh Meyayin, that is a realm and a manifestation that we can't really discuss. It is more honor to God to hide the matter, and in that sense we refer to God as Baruch Sha'amar V'Hoya Ha'olam, but we can't say Baruch Atah Hashem. And I think I will apply the rule of Kvoid Elokim Haster Davar, which means, if you understood that, great. Otherwise, moving right along into the next piece. Another idea. The Gemara says in Masechta Tainis, Daf Chaf Hei Amar Aleph. Remember the story of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa? Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa's daughter was all despondent. He says, what's the matter? So she said, you know, for the Shabbos lecht, I lit vinegar. So he said, so, unvi shlech, what's wrong? He said, mi sh'amar le shemen sheyadlik, yoymar lechoymetz sheyadlik. As Rav Huttner, he should have just said that God will say that vinegar should light. Why does he have to say, he who said that oil should light should say that vinegar should light? Just say, he will say vinegar should light. Va'oid. The Gemara over there says that even when tzaddikim make a miracle, it's not a good thing to do it. You're bothering God. Do you remember the Gemara? The Gemara said there was a story, somebody lost his wife and he had a little baby and he had to feed the baby. And the Gemara says a miracle happened. He was able to nurse the baby. And one Amora commented, well, how powerful the Chachamim are. They could change nature. And another Amora commented, how despicable the story is that they're bothering God to change nature. So you see, there's a concept. Don't annoy Hashem. Maybe you could make miracles, but you're bothering God to change the forces of nature. So why was Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa saying, the one who said that oil shall light will say vinegar shall light, he's bothering God. Why is he annoying God? You don't want to annoy God. You don't want to annoy your older sister, but even more than you don't want to annoy your older, you don't want to annoy the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why is Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa bothering HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says Rav Huttner, we have a tradition from Gedolei Yisrael. The more a person is makir, that Hashem recreates the world daily, the more Hashem tomorrow could make things different than He made it yesterday. It means as follows. Sometimes a person feels they're stuck in a rut. How am I ever going to get out of this mess? I'm having an issue with whatever it is, a health issue, financial issue, family issue, marital issue, children, shidduchim. It's been so long, it's not working out. Things are just, it's not happening. Whatever it is, I have a problem, and this problem's been lasting 5 years, 10 years, and it's never going to change. But we all have emunah, things could change and God can make a miracle. So why is it that sometimes we see miracles and sometimes not? Says Rav Huttner, to the extent that we recognize that God recreates the world daily, in other words, even though it looks like I feel the same way today that I felt yesterday, so God's not recreating? No, it's not true. He recreated today. He happened to have recreated me in a way that I feel exactly today as yesterday. God recreated the shidduch situation today. It happens to be the same as yesterday. But to the extent that we're a makir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechadesh and He recreated it today, to that extent, Hashem could completely change it. Because to the darga, to the madriga, that we feel that it's a new bria, to that extent, it can be completely new. So Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, he was on the Madrega. And the reason why he uttered the phrase, Misha, the one who said Shemen should burn, is because Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa firmly believed that God did not say 5,000 years ago oil should burn. He firmly believed today God said once again oil should burn. And because he believed that it is today that God said oil should burn, that is why he was able to say, and therefore today he's going to say vinegar should burn. And it's not bothering God. It's only bothering God if you still think that God created the world back when, and it's just continuing. So if that's how you view it, you're annoying God to change it. But if you recognize that every day God's recreating the world, you're not bothering Him. He'll recreate it differently today. That's the idea. Baruch She'amar V'hoya Ha'olam, today God recreated the world. COVID is not continuing. Not true. It's a big lie that COVID still continues. Every day God makes a new decision to recreate the plague. Now, not everyone has to believe that. Only Jews. Gentiles are not obligated to understand this concept, but as a ma'amin, this is part of Amuna and Briyas Ha'olam. Next, this offering could have been 10 pages, but it's a Kabbalistic concept, and if you want to explore it further, I refer you to the Siddur HaShlah, and we referred to it last week, where the Shlah says, how many Baruchs are in Baruch Sha'amar? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, 13, but the Shlah says, Baruch Shamar Vayom, Baruch Hu doesn't count. Baruch Shemai doesn't count. That's like Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, and the Chasima doesn't count. So there are 10, Baruchs. And the Shlah says the 10 Baruchs stand for the 10 Amiros with which God created the world, which refer to the 10 Sphirois, to the extent where the gematria of Baruch Sha'amar is the gematria of Keser, Chachma, Bina, Das, and all the 10 spheres. But then the Shlah says, each Baruch corresponds to one of the 10 spheres. Baruch Sha'amar v'hoya olam corresponds to Keser. Baruch Oymer v'yoyse is Chachma. And he explains how each Baruch in the Baruch Sha'amar corresponds to one of the 10 spheres. Now I didn't put it on the sheet, because it's Kulay Kabbalah, but it is worthwhile to know how every minor detail, how the minutiae of how the Tefillos are formulated are laden with so much meaning that at the very least we should endeavor to say the words carefully because of the tremendous significance every detail has. But I would like to share with you for the remainder of the shiur an amazing diuk of Reb Shimon Schwab in the Baruch Sha'amar. Reb Schwab points out an amazing observation about Sha'amar. I have to admit, I never realized this. And based on this observation, he completely revolutionizes the whole Psukei Dezimra based on it. And that is, he says in Baruch Sha'amar, the word Shevach appears 5 times. Says Reb Schwab, "Shenesboinim benusach brachazu nira shetiknu loymer loshen Shevach 5 times." Let's see if we have a siddur. You would think I'm giving a shir on the siddur. I should have a siddur. That would have been a good idea, huh? Give me 1 second. Wow, nobody went anywhere. Thank you. Okay, so I'm back. What are the 5 Shevachs? The first one is Meshubach, where we say, Baruch Shemar V'Yilam Baruch Hu. Baruch Hazor Zerach Baruch Hazor Baruch Hazor Baruch Meshubach Hu Mefayar B'Shayin Chassidav. That's the first mention. Then we say, Nehalelcha Bishvachais. Then, Uvizmirois Negadelcha Unishabechacha. Melech Meshubach. And then we talk about Tishbachais. Now, I can't say I ever paid attention to that, but Rav Schwab says, look, this is a very significant repetition. Says Rav Schwab, these 5 Shivachim correspond to 5 parts of Psukei Dezimra. Now, until now, we've been saying from the Aruch HaShulchan that there are 13 parts of Psukei Dezimra. Haidu, Mizmar L'Soida, Yehi Chavoid, Ashrei, 5 Halelukas, Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen. Then you have Vayivarech David, you have V'Chores Yimai Abris, and you have the Shira. But says Reb Schwab, you could sum it up and you could capture it into 5 parts. Each part of Psukei Dezimra is intrinsically different and a different type of Shevach. From Hoidu until Ashrei is number 1. Number 2 is Ashrei. This kapitel, this pizmain, this mizmar has its own inherent chashivos. Like the Gemara says, Kol Oymer Tila LeDavid B'chol Yom. The third one is the Halelukas, the end of Tehillim. Like the Gemara says, let my share be among those who complete Halel every day. The fourth one is Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen and Vayivarech David. And the fifth one are the Psukim of Atahu Hashem. Oh boy, we don't have the right nosach here. Let's see. Give me 1 second. Yeah, we're missing something here. The third part is Atah Hashem Levadecha, Atahu Hashem Elokim, Ad Sof Hashira. Now, okay, we're missing a column over here, but I'm going to read to you. Says Rav Schwab, corresponding to these five Shevachim are five Lashonos of Shevach, and they are Negadelcha, Unishabechacha, Unifayercha, Venazkir Shimcha, Venamluchacha. Right, that's how Baruch Sha'amar concludes. Negadelcha, Nishabechacha, Nifayercha, Nazkir Shimcha, Venamlichacha. Asher Gam Hein, Mechuvanois, Keneged Chamisha, Chelke, Psuke de Zimra. These five praises, Negadelcha, Nishabechacha, Nifayercha, Nazkir Shimcha v'namlicha correspond to five parts of Psukah Zimra. Ubir ha'inyan. Shekvar amarnu hatam. We've already said the reason. La'amiras Psukah Zimra. Shehu alpi ma'amor amzal. This is based on what Chazal tell us. La'oilam yisader adam shivchoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'acha kach yispalal. A person should always arrange the praise of God and then pray. And we learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu when he davened to enter Eretz Yisrael. He began with Vaschanan, Ata Hachiloisa Laharois Es Avdecha Es Godlecha V'Es Yadcha Hachazaka. He said, God, you've began to show your servant your greatness, your mighty hand, Asher Mikel Bashamayim Ba'arz Asher Yaschem Asachem V'Asecha, who is like you? So Moshe Rabbeinu praised God, and only after he praised God, he said, okay, now I'm asking for the gold, let me in the land. Ebron of Eres Haaretz HaTeva. And Chazal say, Lo'oilam Yisader. La'olam yisader adam shivchay shemakam. Yisader implies it has to be very orderly and organized. La'hayros alachiv l'shabeach la'kadosh baruch hu b'seder nachayin v'roi v'loi ba'akroi ba'amiras bitoy hilo k'fi hazdamnas. In other words, if Chazal say that a person should be misader, they don't say la'olam yakdim adam shivchay shemakam. They don't say, you know, before you ask God what you need, you should preempted and give a prelude of praise. No. You need to arrange it. It has to be a specific set arrangement. And therefore, imkein kol hashvachim shel psukah zimra niskenu ala seder. All the praises of psukah zimra are in a specific order. V'hu ikur gadol b'nesina shavach l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a great principle in praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it is not sufficient merely to praise God, but it has to be in a very, very specific order. Ula orze, and in light of this, nefarsh elu ha'lashonu shel negadelcha, u'nishabechecha, u'nifa'ercha, v'nazker shimcha, v'namlichecha, based on this idea, I'm going to explain specifically these five Lashonos, Asher L'chayra Kulan in Yonai Shevach, and they all seem to be praises. What's the difference between Negadelcha, Nishabechacha, Nifa'ercha, Nazkir Shimcha, and Namlichacha? However, each one of these five expressions corresponds to one of the five parts of Psukta de Zimra. Each expression refers to a designated kilos, and each one is adding on the one before. Negadelcha. Negadelcha stands for similar to what we say, Yisgadel Shemei Rabba. What does it mean, God's name should be made great? What does that mean, His name should be made great? How should His name be made great? Ulechara Tumua, Harei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Soif. God is infinite. B'li Reishis, B'li Tachlis, without a beginning, without an end. Ve'ich Shayach L'gadloi Kiviyocha. How do you make God big, right? Megadelcha, we're going to make you big, God. How are we going to make Him big? We're going to feed Hashem cholent. Chas v'shalom. What does it mean that we're going to make God great? Amnam bir hilozeh hu sheh k'mishabchin la'kadosh baruch v'nyanim sheh imnei adam regilim lahakar be'amasei Hashem v'nifla'oysav. When we praise God about things that people don't usually recognize and attribute to God, we magnify His honor in the eyes of people. This is what it means, negadelcha. When we say yisgadel shemei rabba, that your name should be great, that means that the events and benefits that people take for granted, when they start to recognize that they come from God, God's name is made great. But there's another dimension of gidol. Aval yesh oid kavana begidol shem Hashem. Lashon gidil. What's a gidil? Tzitzis are called gidilim. They're tassels. Shazira, ukalia, twisted, braided. Like gidilim maase sharsharos, like chains. Like the pasuk says, gidilim tassilcha, which refers to the mitzvah of tzitzis. By the way, you can look back on your sheet where my arrow is. Shehi shazira shel chutim shekarchim v'koshim ha'isam b'yachad. Tzitzis are strings which are twisted and wrapped together. Therefore, tzitzis are called gedilim. Gedil is shnayim, gedilim is arba. Whereas we darshan, asa gedilu poisleo mitoicha. Gedilim is something which is tightly wound, wrapped, and tied. We find in Chazal, in Chagiga, Miriam Megadla Seyar, Miriam who braids. A hair braider is called Megadla. So we have to praise Hashem through braiding and twisting. What does this refer to? This refers to intertwining and twisting various forms of praise, one with the other. Dugmas HaPerachim. Like flowers, shema achdim kama minim kama gavanim asher echad matim u'mashlo nasheni. What is a bouquet of flowers? Flowers in a bouquet don't grow that way naturally. Naturally, flowers grow one type by itself. But the florist understands that to make something aesthetically pleasing, you sort of compare and contrast different colors and different textures and arrangements, and you put various flowers together. So too, tefillah is supposed to be a gedil, that we twist and we twine and we combine various forms of praise in order to make it pleasing to the eye. Kein anu mechabrim b'psukei d'zimra kama ma'ilos shonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hasagaseinu ha'pu'uta. So too in psukei d'zimra, we combine many various ma'ilos of Hashem based on our very small understanding. We're going to twist it together, various forms of shir and shavach. So that's negadelcha. Not only are we going to magnify God's name, but we're going to mix together and twist together various praises. That's negadelcha. Nishabechacha is a lashon of improving and beautifying. For example, if you have a field, and you fix the field, and you improve the field, so that you're going to plow it, and you're going to fertilize it, and you're going to improve the quality of the soil. This way the field will be able to produce better fruits. So therefore, likewise, a person needs to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean to be mishabeach? To recognize that Hashem is the toiv, and is the meitiv, and is the one who gives chayim. And if in life we see wait a second. Really, God is the Tovu Meitiv, but I have this problem and this issue and this difficulty. Then a person has to improve it. He has to be mashbiach in his own mind, that which is transpiring. And how is one mashbiach it? By understanding and recognizing and saying to oneself, Gamzu l'toiva, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing it to me as a chesed. And even though at first glance it seems like this issue in life is a ra, God is doing it as a chesed to me, to my family, to my circumstance, and this way, that's what it means to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take the difficulty and to reckon it as a form of chesed. Then unifa'ercha is a lashon of pe'er, a crown, an atara, above the head. That is why the top of a tree is called pe'er. Ki sachboit zeischa leisifa'er acharecha. Don't take the fruits that grow on the top of the tree. Nifa'ercha refers to praising God for those things that are above and beyond our understanding. Then, Nazkir Shimcha. What does it mean, Nazkir Shimcha? We say, Eilev Arechav Eilev Asusim Ba'anachnu B'Shem Eloikeinu Nazkir. That means, even when the nations of the world come with chariot and horse, as if God has forsaken us to the occurring the vicissitudes of the time, and the question hits us, Keili, Keili, Lama Azavtani. What do we find in Tehillim, Parak Chaf Beis, right after the Pasuk, Keili, Keili, Lama Azavtani? We have the words, Vi'ata Kadosh Yoishev Tehilos Yisrael. That even though it seems like God sometimes forsakes us, we know God is with us intimately and He's overseeing and thinking about us. And when we mention God's name, It is fired up inside of us with great hislahatos, the amunah and bitachon, that Hashem is indeed with us. That Hashem, as we say in this week's parsha, imoy anoichi b'tzara, that's why God appeared to Moshe in the Sineh. V'nazkir shimcha implies as follows. Just by merely mentioning God's name, we have a feeling that God is with us. So we have Negadelcha. Negadelcha is a type of praise where we weave together various elements of God's greatness. Neshabechacha is the difficulties in life. We improve them by reckoning them as chesed. Nifa'ercha, we praise God for those things that are above and beyond our understanding. Nazkir Shimcha is that we have such an inherent emuna, merely by mentioning God's name, we have the feeling that God is with us. And then Namlichacha. Namlichacha refers to accepting the yoke of heaven and submitting ourselves to God's will to listen to whatever He commands us. And how are we mekabel the Malchus Shamayim? That we recognize that Hashem is Yachid. You are one, Hashem. There is no oneness like your oneness. Like we say on the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, that we say 10 psukim b'malchios, 3 from the Torah, 3 from the Ksuvim, 3 from the Nevi'im, and the 10th pasuk is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. How is that a Kabbalas al Malchus Shamayim? The ultimate Kabbalas al Malchus Shamayim is recognize God's oneness. So we say, V'namlichecha Malkeinu Elokeinu Yochid. The way Rav Schwab has a very novel reading of this. V'namlichecha malkeinu elokeinu yachid. We coronate you by saying you are one. Now, the 5 expressions of negadelcha, neshabechecha, nifa'ercha, v'nazkir shimcha, v'namlichecha correspond to the 5 parts of Pesukei Dezimra. Negadelcha is hoidu. What is hoidu? Random twisting and combining of various psukim throughout Tanakh. What is Yehi Chavoyed? This is a gidul, various ideas, various concepts, twisted and twined together. That's Negadelcha. Ashrei. Is Neshabechacha. That we accomplish through Ashrei, by articulating that everything that occurs in our life is Toiv Hashem Lakoil V'racham Avakol Masa. Nifa'ercha is to praise God even what's above our understanding. What does that refer to? That refers to the Hallelukas in the being Goymer Hallel. Nazkir Shimcha in Vayivarech David, where we mention God's name, we say Baruch Atah Hashem. And Namlichecha is speaking about God's oneness, Atahu Hashem Levadecha, until the end of Shira, where we say Hashem Yimlech Le'olam Va'ed. Now, in everything Chazal tell us, there is specific detail, every element of the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, whether, says Reb Schwab, whether we know there are four Avoidas in the Azara, Arba Matanois on the Dalet Kronois, in the Ulam, we find the number five. By the way, here the Reb Schwab says something incredible, that in different parts of the Beis HaMikdash, the Avoidos connect to different numbers. The Avoida done in the Azara, we find the number four is prominent. The Avoida done in the Ulam, which corresponds to Psukei Dezimra, and we've discussed this, the Pesach of the Ulam refers to Rosh Hashanah. The Pesach of the Heichal is Yishtabach. They're actually chains that come down from the ceiling of the Ulam. In the Ulam, everything that takes place in the Ulam is the number five. In the Heichal is the number six. You have six loaves on each row. You have seven by the Menorah. When you get further, you have eight. Achas Amal v'Shev Lamata. In the Kodesh Hashem, you have nine. So each element, each part of the Mikdash connects to a different number, and the number of the Ulam, which corresponds to the Psukei Dezimra, is the number five. So this is something we should look out for, where in Psukei Dezimra, at least according to Reb Schwab, it is considered to consist of five components. And Bez Hashem, in upcoming Shurim, we will investigate this further. Thank you everyone for joining. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos. By the way, if you want, I have to fix the sheet. If anybody wants an updated sheet, just message me. I'll get you the updated sheet. Kol tov everyone. Agon Shabbos. Shkayach. Shabbos. Shabbat shalom. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.